Well, very few people are as excited about rain as artists who are also farmers. Annie Dugan joins us on the phone this morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. You can hear the farmers cheer as well as the grass and the lawns and certainly the crops. So
yeah.
That is a welcome reprieve indeed.
Yes, indeedy.
Yes. And you can run between the thing I wanted to start off talking about this morning actually is something that you have to do outside or is good to do outside. And you can run between the raindrops or you can put on a raincoat and an umbrella because it's all about observation. And I was reminded about this and wanted to talk about this because of a wonderful mailer from Springboard for the Arts. This is an organization that is in Minnesota. It's based, they have offices in St. Paul and Fergus Falls, Minnesota. And they are working for Minnesota artists, but also national artists. Really, their mission is to connect artists with the resources that they need to make a living, have a thriving life, have a meaningful life. You know, what does that mean to have a meaningful life for artists? So they sent out a wonderful piece, you know, going through all their great opportunities for connecting artists to resources, especially in this unique time, but also with I don't want to call it an assignment, with an invitation. They have done, I've followed Springboard for a while, especially Andy Studevant, who is one of their resource connectors. And he did, I think about 10 years ago, he started to do these artist-led walks because artists, you know, one of the really important skills that you can have as an artist and sort of at the base of things is observation, right? It's looking. What do you do before you actually start putting pen to paper or paint to canvas or digital code to computer? Is that you are looking, whether it is inside your mind, whether it is in the natural world, whether it is in our social world, you are looking and observing. So how can we cultivate that observational skills? And so the invitation is take a 10-minute walk. It's in two parts. The first is a 10-minute walk in silence. So you can do this with a friend socially. You can social distance walk together. I've been out in the trails and I've seen them just filled with joy of folks being outside together from a safe distance. So you can do it alone. You can do it with friends. You take a tent, but the first part has to be in silence. And you are observing. So you can use all of your senses. You can touch things that are touchable, right? Plants, grass. Maybe you're walking through the neighborhood. You can touch the concrete. You can certainly use your eyes. Notice patterns. Notice negative space, positive space. Notice lines. Notice color. Let your eye, let your ears, let all of those senses draw you to what is interesting. Don't go with an agenda. Don't say, like, this is, you know, a walk to look at architecture. Just, this is an observational walk. So 10 minutes, set your timer, and just notice things. And register in your brain. Don't write them down. Just register in your brain what you're noticing. And then go back to the beginning where you started and go back and talk about it, whether it's with your friend or whether if you're doing it alone, write it down in your journal. What did you notice? What did you see? And you can, again, talk about it. You can write it down or you can draw it. And it's a way to really to hone those skills of how to look, how to listen, how to take in sensory information in a really meaningful way. So observation walks is my call to everybody this week. And it appropriately goes together with the Downtown Duluth Arts Walk, because Downtown Duluth Arts Walk started more than a year ago to try and connect art spaces in Duluth I think they were doing Final Fridays. So, you know, or sorry, first Fridays of the month, you know, get out, walk around to all of these galleries. Well, certainly that's going to look quite a bit different these days because openings and packed galleries aren't necessarily places that we all want to be right now or even should be. So the folks at Downtown Duluth Arts Walk have started a series for artists and other folks who enjoy art and want to see that aspect thrive. And on Tuesday at 5 p.m., there is an art industry social hour there's going to be four panelists. So Miri Villiard, Amanda Hunter, Ryan Tischer, and Adam Swanson are going to be speaking to, you know, how do you maintain a creative life in these times? How do you maybe even thrive as a creative in these times? You know, how do you adapt those skills of flexibility and out-of-the-box thinking to our current situation? How do you, as an artist, not just completely shut down because there's some real hardships and some real, the economy looks completely different. How do you not fall into that fear and rather use that as creative energy to go forward? So Tuesday at 5 p.m. Is a meetup with Downtown Duluth Arts Walk. And I love
Let me interrupt you for just a moment. Is this going to be in person or is it going to be like
It is a virtual Zoom. I should have said that from the beginning.
Okay.
It is a virtual Zoom. So those four panelists, you just tune in on your computer at 5 p.m. and you can watch and type in questions and sort of participate. It's a way to connect us. I think on a bigger scale, we're really wrestling. The art world is really wrestling with just hundreds of years of inequity and structural racism. And what is our art world going to look like? And I think that there has to be a radical rethinking of that. And we're seeing all these articles that are talking to that. And I think that radical rethinking has to start on a local level. So. Things like this that connect us in these times of distancing are so importantly vital just to individual artists to figure out how we're going to, you know, go forward and create a livelihood, but also as an art ecosystem. And I think starting locally and imagining a just system on a local level is a really good way to start and an important way to start that. Is to meet each other again, you know, through safe platforms like a digital industry happy hour online. So tune in on your device of whatever that is and connect so that we can rebuild this in a way that works for everybody.
And you will send me the skinny so that I can make sure that the Zoom meeting information is up on our website. It'll be easy for folks to find so that you can take part in that conversation if you'd like to tomorrow afternoon at 5.
Absolutely.
Coolio.
All right, thanks, Lisa.
Really devastating in one sense for the art world and artists to have this confluence of events when COVID began, I think we thought, well, this is the weirdest thing and the most, fruit basket upset sort of thing that we have ever lived through, many of us. And then George Floyd's death has really moved our society. It seems like we've moved. Maybe it's too soon to say that. Maybe we need to wait a little bit and see what kind of action follows. But it seems as though things have reached a point in some of these discussions where there is movement happening and people want to do something. And it must be a terrifying time for artists, but at the same time, for many artists, there must be a real sense of, wow, have I got something to say now, or to reflect or to interpret?
Absolutely. I think that you're right, that it seems like it's no... At this moment, people are wanting to be active, right? The How to Be an Anti-Racist, there's a reason that book is a number one seller because it shows that you are actively creating a society that you want to see. So what are your actions that are moving things forward? And so the art world really has to wrestle with that on a global scale. And I think that we really have some amazing voices in our community that we can turn to be leaders, to lift us up and help us figure out how to go forward. So we are, I think, given an opportunity on a local scale where you can really know the artists that are speaking, you can connect with them on a personal level, and you can move forward and have a system that works. So, yeah.
Interesting exciting times. And again, make sure that you zap me over that information so that we can get that up on the website. A lot of folks are going to want to take part, and they want to make sure they have all the details. And if they've got to get somebody to help them join their first Zoom meeting, we want to make sure they have enough time to get that set up, because it's actually sort of really fun in a very bizarre kind of way. So, yeah.
Annie, absolutely.
Thanks a million, my dear. Let's talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan joined us this morning as our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, a regular feature of Mondays here on KUMD.